Stephen Curry leads USA past home team France for gold medal. The United States men's basketball team faced one of the toughest crowds in any of their careers on Saturday. They played for a fifth consecutive gold medal in the 2024 Summer Olympics against the host team from France in Paris. But late-game scoring from one of the all-time great shooters closed the books on a 98-87 win for the Americans. The game featured a battle between the present star of the NBA against a player many believe is the future, France's Victor Wembanyama. And the young forward came out hot as the excitement in the gym felt like a Game 7 in the NBA playoffs. But LeBron James wasn't ready for the torch to be passed quite yet. James went straight to the rack and dunked to open the scoring. He consistently called for the ball, attacked the rim, and pumped up the US bench after making shots. Despite valiant efforts from Wembanyama and Gershon Yabusele, France simply did not have the depth or firepower to keep up with the Americans. The game was close until Steph Curry put on a shooting clinic for the ages late in the fourth quarter to close the books on his first gold medal. Wembanyama had 7 of France's 15 points in the first quarter. Devin Booker and Anthony Edwards led a balanced scoring effort from the United States that included 7 assists on 8 made baskets. Jason Tatum, who didn't play in the semifinal game and was the subject of a lot of conversation, checked into the game in the middle of the first quarter. The Americans took a 20-15 lead to the second quarter. After an Anthony Davis dunk, France went on an 8-0 run to take a 25-24 lead early in the second quarter that forced Steve Kerr to take a timeout. The crowd was on its feet as the home team was rolling. Curry scored 36 in the semifinal win, but didn't make a shot until the middle of the second quarter when he knocked down a 3. The loudest the arena got in the first half was when Yabusele threw down a huge dunk over LeBron to cut the lead to 4. But Curry quickly answered with a 3 on the other end, followed by a LeBron steal, and Booker's layup and free throw pushed the lead to double figures for the first time. The United States led 49-41 at the half after Yabusele dunked to beat the horn. Yabusele led France with 15 points in the opening two quarters, while Wembanyama added 13. Booker was the only American in double figures in a balanced offensive attack for the United States. LeBron had 7 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, and 2 steals before the intermission. Yabusele and Wembanyama continued to be the bulk of the offense for France in the third quarter, but Curry started to warm up. The United States held its largest lead of the game at 14 when France took a timeout early in the third. Play got sloppy late in the third quarter, but France was able to score the final 5 points of the period to get the home team within 6 with 10 minutes remaining in regulation. Wembanyama had 20 of France's 66 points through 3 quarters. LeBron, Curry, and Durant joined Booker in double figures for the United States as the game headed to a dramatic fourth quarter. Then, Chef Curry went off with 4 straight made threes as the game was tight late in the fourth quarter. After the third, he looked at the crowd and pumped the USA across his chest. After the fourth, he put his hands to the side of his head as if to say the game was going to bed. And it was. Curry finished the game 8 of 12 from deep with a US leading 24 points. Wembanyama led France with a game-high 26 points in the loss.